I want to ride my... This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture. My name is Kylie Walczak, and I'm joined today in the studio by Eugene Barano, a bicycle rider, a musician, and he's going to tell us a little bit about his story in Tucson. Welcome, Eugene.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Eugene, how long have you lived in Tucson?
About 10 years, maybe a little more. Part of it was a snowbird life. It was 4 years ago that I became full-time.
Oh, okay. And so what brought you to Tucson as a snowbird?
The weather. I used to be a racing cyclist, and I lived in New York. I'm from New York. Originally. And training in the winter there is difficult. It's challenging.
Does it even happen?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We get out there, we dress appropriately. And there's a limit to how long you can ride when it's that cold. And that of course, it affects training. We need to put on the miles and do the hours. So a lot of the training's indoors, unfortunately.
So you came to Tucson for the better weather in the winter to train as a professional road cyclist?
Well, I was never a pro, but I did the pro races. I was on a top amateur team. I got paid. So it's the line between amateur and pro is a big, fuzzy, gray line. But I shouldn't say that I was a pro because I really wasn't.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. But you stayed, and you're also a musician. Mm-hmm. And tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I switched my life. A friend of mine said that I just traded one obsession for another, and I think he's right. Yeah, about two years ago, I quit cycling. I quit racing, that is. And I've been playing guitar a long time. I decided to play out and write music and get more involved, and it's going quite well now.
How do you describe your music to people who have never heard it?
That's a tough one. I feel like I'm too far on the inside. I say it's mellow and melodic, and I think it's true of both, but I don't know what style you'd call it. If you know the band The Fleet Foxes, it's close to that. Many people don't know that band, so I'm not really helping.
Oh yeah, that's great. I think listeners at KXCI, I would know that band.
Okay.
For sure. Yeah. And where do you play?
Mostly in the downtown area. I don't even book things that are outside of cycling distance because I ride to my gigs. I have a trailer and I pull all my gear unless if it's raining or something. So most of my stuff is in the downtown area.
So you're like our local version of Blind Pilot, carrying all your music equipment by bike to all of your gigs.
I accept. I like that.
What kind of planning does that take?
Not a lot. I just have to make sure I don't have a flat tire on my trailer. That, you know, it requires some maintenance. Actually, last night I had a gig and I couldn't get it fixed in time. I had to take the car. So that happens sometimes.
It does. What kind of trailer do you have?
I forgot the name. It's a local bike shop. They made it. It's really good.
So it's custom?
Not made for me. They make trailers. I really don't remember the name of the shop. Even if you said it, I wouldn't remember.
Okay. But it's like a flatbed, or is it covered, or?
Yeah, flatbed with like a rail around it.
And it attaches to any bike that you have, or?
Yeah, but you need a clip. They have their own clip that you bolt onto the axle.
What's one thing that you've learned bicycling around Tucson for 10 plus years that you could share with people either who aren't riding bikes very often, or even those who are riding bikes? What's your take on what it's like living mostly by bicycle in Tucson?
Yeah, well, I've ridden, because of my former lifestyle, I used to travel. So with racing, I would travel all over the country and in different cities and towns and even outside of the country. But I've seen different cities and different towns and lived in it for a while. Like I would be at a race for a week. And so I'd kind of live in the place for a while. And something Tucson has, it's relatively flat, mm-hmm. which is amazing. We have back roads everywhere. You don't have to be on the main roads, which are, in my opinion, horrible for riding. They are really not accommodating for bicyclists. Most cities, you have the main roads or nothing. So here, you can go all the way across the city on back roads with no traffic, and I like that.
I like it, too.
So that makes it very easy.
Easy to get out there and try it.
Yeah. No, I don't ride for training or for exercise anymore, just commuting. I have my old beater bike, and that's all I ride.
So what's the name of your musical group for people to look out for you?
Eugene Barano, the Eugene Barano Trio right now. I'm building a band. I'm developing it. And I was a solo, was a duo. Now I got a bassist, so we're a trio, and I want more. It's going to happen.
Thanks for telling us about this, Eugene.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Support for Pedaling the Pueblo and KXCI is provided by Cycling Advocates of Southern Arizona, promoting safer cycling on Arizona's roads and pathways by networking with government agencies, cycling groups, and organizations. More information on Facebook at Cycling Advocates of Southern Arizona.